Regarding public health, allow me to respond to the recommendations. The changes that occurred between 2017 and 2022 show that there is a need to bolster action to promote food security and nutritional security in Guatemala. In 2022, CONASAN approved the new National Food Security and Nutritional Security Policy for 2022-2037. In order to prevent malnutrition in Guatemala, the government of the President Alejandro Yamate spearheaded the Great National Crusade for Nutrition. This involved actions to prevent chronic malnutrition throughout our country, giving priority to 114 municipalities that showed higher levels of inequality and higher levels of malnutrition. We have also implemented measures to measure the efficiency of these actions. We have also made sure that we do this through the system that they provided. Despite the risk of food insecurity, we have managed to reduce cases of acute malnutrition from 27,913 in 2020 to 20,806 in 2022. In 2021, more than 735,000 children benefited from this. In 2022, 423,000 children aged between 6 and 59 months benefited from fortified food supplements. We also implemented 114 social change and behavioral change programs. We also established the comprehensive brigades to detect cases of acute malnutrition and to provide regular vaccinations, COVID-19 vaccinations, to monitor growth and also make sure that healthcare needs were met. We also provided prenatal consultations and advice as well as family planning services. Between 2017 and 2022, we provided prenatal care in more than 2 million cases. Regarding COVID-19 care, we established 5 temporary hospitals and we also acquired 2,700 additional intensive care beds. More than 4,500 healthcare workers were trained in care protocols. 22 regional laboratories were habilitated to process PCR tests. 1,231 vaccination posts were established as well as 955 swabbing posts. To date, we have provided more than 20 million COVID-19 doses. Regarding the right to healthcare, we have a national policy for development. This is the Plan Catun 2032 and its national food security policy up to 2037. Regarding the investment in public health care, between 2017 and 2022, we established 284 new services. We revamped more than 46 primary and secondary health care establishments. We established the Santa Barbara Hospital in Izabal, and in 2023, we hope to establish 4 more hospitals. The Growing Up Healthy project, which was revamped in 2020, refurbished 18 healthcare establishments in 2022. The accelerated strategy for the reduction of maternal mortality, with an emphasis on poor women or women in rural indigenous areas, helped reduce maternal mortality from 219 per 100,000 live births in 1989 to 113 per 100,000 live births in 2018. We are promoting the Planea strategy for education, comprehensive care, and differentiated care for adolescents. This is being done on a continuous basis and in a friendly way. We also have guidebook and procedures for life cycle care. This includes decent and respectful treatment with quality for our population, in particular for people from indigenous communities. We have surveys that show that the coverage of the provision of antiretroviral therapies increased by 49% at the end of 2019 to 72% for the second trimester of 2020. This was during the pandemic. We have also made progress regarding disability thanks to the support of the public health.